Epilogue. Linda was denied parole at her first hearing, despite the thousands of signatures that appeared on a petition given to the parole board. At that first hearing, a long-lost brother appeared and testified about their natural family and the problems the 12 children had encountered. He now lives in Salisaw, Oklahoma. Rusty Myers also testified for her early release, assuring the board that Linda would never be a threat to society. After serving 4 years of her sentence, she was released at the second parole hearing. During those 4 years, her children visited her at the penitentiary. Howard brought them sometimes, but rarely at the arranged times. Gilla brought the boys often, giving them money to buy treats at the visiting center. Her friends in Cabot paid for ads to appear in the local newspaper, wishing her 4 children Merry Christmas or Happy Valentine's Day from their mother. Upon release, she worked at a McDonald's in Pine Bluff, Arkansas, and later as a clerk at a state agency. She married again and moved to Florida, where she worked at a Wendy's restaurant. Howard attempted to collect child support from his ex-wife, and even wrote a letter to Wendy's headquarters demanding that part of her wages be sent to him. She and her second husband had a happy marriage until his death. She visits her 4 sons often, and they have an abiding affection for each other. Her youngest, the one she left behind in diapers, is and will always be considered her baby. Linda graciously allowed me to interview her for this book. She asked that I give her children different names because she didn't want her grandchildren to know her history. When I finished writing this book, I no longer thought of Linda as the meek little person I knew in high school, but as a damaged soul who survived the best she could. Linda's a hell of a survivor, as her dear friend Gilla Turner would say.